Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. So I'm eating my normal breakfast here, which I consider a nutritional thing.
M&M's?
No. A kind bar. Now, it does say dark chocolate, which is good for you.
Yeah.
Almond, which is very good for you. And sea salt, which if you got to have salt,
yeah,
that's not a bad thing. So look on the back. Anything else? Is this healthy for breakfast? Yes or no way?
Well, if you're just eating this as breakfast,
yeah.
No.
No, in which way? No.
Well, because this has very little cal. Like you need to have at least 20 grams of protein for each meal. You know, so you're just like eating like a little chipmunk. And okay. Then you're wondering why your metabolism isn't speeding up.
But it says right on here, okay? Do the kind thing for your body, your taste buds, and your world. It's 60% nuts. It's gluten-free, low glycemic index, dairy-free, no genetically engineered ingredients, no sugar alcohols, low sodium, zero trans fat, high in fiber.
There you go.
So isn't that pretty good?
Nice little snacky.
Yes.
Nice little snack. But not for breakfast only.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that would be good.
But one correction.
That sounds like a lot of advertising on that because little everything, candy bar. Yeah.
I'm just trying to prove to you that I eat a healthy breakfast.
Well, and Wayne just said you didn't.
I know.
Yeah, and then we were talking about.
How about an apple?
Yeah, for
natural.
Sure.
Natural.
A lot
that's
of carbs.
Processed.
A lot of carbs. But when I go on the no carb type thing, it's shocking how things you think would be so great for you. You can't eat, like, bananas?
I don't understand that, because, I mean, come on. I eat bananas every... Again, if your metabolism is like a snake, yeah, anything you eat is going to affect you. But if you just an average person that you're healthy, you're active, you can eat a variety. You're not going to sit and eat a whole bushel of bananas.
Wayne, if you had to move into a realm, a world, that you're saying ingredients, processed foods with four... ingredients or less.
But
isn't just a great way to start just plant-based? Like Johnny gets really hung up on carbs and this is too many carbs, this doesn't, but isn't it a safe bet to just, if as long as it comes from the ground to your mouth, it's good?
I mean, I don't talk about specific diets. It's be aware of what you're eating. Like, don't just go to a grocery store and shop based upon your taste buds, because when you go to the cereal aisle, it's like, ooh, I want those sugar cereals and everything. Just be aware and look at the foods that you're buying and eat more, just eat things that are just have the lesser ingredients in it. It could be plant-based. You can do keto. You can do whatever. It's just find a diet that you can be sustained on. Like the keto diets are hard because yes, they work. You're gonna lose weight on it. But can you go without eating carbs the rest of your life? Probably not. So then when you go back to your normal eating, guess what? A year later, you're back.
Why
to
is that? Why is it when you lose weight? And then you slip up just the littlest bit. You seem to put on so much weight so fast. I'm going to be honest with you. I've put on 8 pounds since we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
8 pounds since we've been doing this show. And I think one of it was because I was drinking that coffee that was real high and.
You got a lot of flavored stuff in your coffee.
Yeah.
I don't even like that. But you're right. You were eating that, drinking that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
Syrups and
stuff
she's putting in. But the M&M's don't help.
Don't eat that many M&M's.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have M&M's here because it's Mino and the Mayor.
Do you eat the M&M's at all?
I eat the cashews.
Yeah, no, but do you ever eat the when you had those little bags of M&M's? Because I found 3 bags that somebody had taken out, had eaten, and then put the empty bag back in the big bag.
I would do that. My kids do that. If I ate them, I would throw the
That was
the
you
bag.
Doing that.
No, it wasn't. I throw the bag away. Mm. But I don't eat as many M&M's, but we're not buying any cashews anymore. Zero.
Why? Cashews are good. Wayne? Aren't they, Wayne?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, they're good for you. Aren't all nuts good? I eat a lot of walnuts. Are walnuts good for you?
they have good fats in them. Okay. For sure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's such things. You know what I eat a lot of?
What?
Avocados.
Sure. You can ask me whatever food.
I know, you're not committing to any of these things.
You know why? Because it's all about...
But John, why do you look like you do? I mean, you've been rattling off Kind bars,
because you can't.
Avocados.
You have to eat. You can't just eat that. You know what what's surprising, this is what I do with people.
I think we're misleading the audience a little bit.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm going to explain myself.
Okay.
So, you know, if I were to sit down with John, and again, most people aren't truthful, because I've asked people like, so tell me what you eat in a day. Well, I had a chicken breast last week. Okay. But, you know, so we all know, and everybody's, you know, nutrition isn't a guru thing. Like, everybody kind of needs the same thing, a portion of protein, carbs, fats. But if you were to actually write down what you ate in a day and then looked it up, you know, what all the macronutrients are, you would see how skewed what you're eating. Like, oh my God, I'm eating so much salt. I'm eating so much sugar. I'm not eating enough protein. I'm eating too many carbs. Carbs aren't bad for you. It's just, if based upon your lifestyle and your metabolism, yeah, if you're eating 80% sugar and carbs and you're not doing anything, you're going to gain weight. But if you're a CrossFitter or a bodybuilder, guess what? You can have Pop-Tarts. You can have chips, you know, to a limit, obviously. But everyone just needs to find that lifestyle and eat, you know, and just pay attention to what they're eating. That's
so we were
all
talking earlier about steps, right? Walking, which there's no reason why you don't get out and walk, except, you know, right? I mean, there just isn't. I mean, shoes aren't that expensive, and obviously with the sidewalks, and or you can be a mall walker. Are you into that 10,000 steps a day, 5,000?
Well, obviously not, because I thought it was a mile, but it's actually 5 miles.
Yeah, we looked it up.
that's a lot.
What I do,
I mean, that's almost a 10K. That's a lot.
Yeah, this is my mentality. And again, find what works for you. My mentality is I get so bored. I sell this stuff. I can't work out on a treadmill, a bike. I can't sit there for 30 minutes looking at a wall. So I make the work at my house my workout. So I push mow my grass. You know, I just bought a snowblower 4 years ago, but I've got a 50-foot driveway that I shoveled even in the biggest snowstorms. I just made it a workout. You know, just it took me a while.
And that is a workout. Yeah. Coming from a guy from the northernmost part of Michigan,
you know,
that got more snow than anybody. Yeah. We did not have a snowboard. Was a workout back
just
in the day.
That if you go into my garage, and again, this is just me. I'm not saying everybody has to do it. I don't have any mechanical tools. I got a wheelbarrow. I've got a push mower. I've got a weed trimmer, and I've got a blower. That's it. And I have 2 acres with an A-frame, and I don't have any riding. Just like that's just my thing is I do everything by hand. I walk. I push my, you know.
You're
I'm
like
doing
a pioneer.
Yeah.
You could be one of those guys.
Backwoods fitness,
you could be like one of those survivalist kind of guys.
I'm just saying that's what I do. If you love going to the gym, go to the gym. But you have to get active. Somehow.
I'm not a fan of going to gyms.
I know. Then don't go to the gym.
Right? I know.
I mean, right. Mm. But we are going to talk a little bit about... So,
well, when I live here, though, there's a fitness room here. I'm going to use it a lot. I'm going to use the elliptical.
Yeah. We're going to get that. But first of all, we have to get our contract extended.
Well, that too.
But let's work on that first. Right. But pets. Do you have a pet? Do you walk your dog?
Yeah. I walk him every day.
Right. Isn't that... And I think that's a great thing. It's a great companion to have in the house, but...
Yeah,
also gets you off the couch.
Yeah, because I'm moving all day long. I'm beekeeping. I'm gardening. You know, whatever. And then at the end of the day, I know I have to take my dogs for a 2 mile walk. And I like it because I socialize with the neighbors down the road and everything. But again, it's good for them. It's good for me.
I'm planning for the winter though. I got the invisible fence installed because I'm not going to. Well,
my dogs.
Mountain, go outside. Run around.
My dogs can go to zero being comfortable. They're just little. They're like just little dogs.
But are you one of those really big guys with a real little dog? I always kind of chuckle sometimes.
Well, I was the guy with the two Mastiffs, English Mastiffs, 200-pound dogs walking. But then, you know, they broke my heart. They're hard to care for. So I told my wife, we're getting a little dog. So now we went to the complete opposite, and I'm still walking the same route at, you know, fully dressed at 0 degrees minus, and these little dogs are wrapped up, and they're still walking.
Do you put little booties on them?
No.
That's
the cutoff.
Put booties on Milton, don't you?
If I have to put booties on him, it's too cold.
You put booties on Milton, don't you? Yes or no? Simple question.
Tell me you don't.
Yes or no?
Please don't.
They don't like them because they feel awkward walking in the booties. because you kind of strap them on. They're like boots.
Well, what are you putting them on for?
Because I don't want his feet to get cold.
Well, if their feet are cold, they shouldn't be outside.
They got to go outside.
The only time their dog's feet would get cold is if it's 0 degrees and they just came out with the salt trucks and you have that wet snow. Otherwise, if there's snow on the road, they love it. They're fine.
Can I just ask you this? Have you ever hunted with a dog?
No.
Never. Because our favorite sport was rabbit hunting with our beagles. Yeah. And of course, it was always in the winter. And they loved it more than anything else.
Yeah.
Running out in that
ice
snow.
Fishing. Bring my dog on ice.
Absolutely. They love it. I mean, I've never seen my dogs. The hardest thing in the world was getting them out of the woods, out of the snow. What we'd have to do, we'd leave them out overnight sometimes. We'd leave they wouldn't come in because they were chasing rabbits. They didn't want to come in. We'd leave an old blanket that we kept. We used to transport them in the trunk of our car. And we'd take an old blanket that they'd laid, and we'd lay it out there. And then the next morning, we'd go to church, go to like 6 o'clock mass.
I like
and
that.
And we'd go out, and we'd go find our dogs. And sure enough, they'd be there. Okay. Right, Wayne?
Yeah.
That's the way people do it up north.
I will say, I don't think they were.
But you've never rabbit hunted. That is the most fun sport in the world. Where you got that dog that's just on that rabbit's trail.
Raccoon dog.
It's almost same type of thing. Well, the blue ticks were good for raccoons.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
But your dogs were beagles, not Bernedoodles, so maybe it has a little bit to do with
it. It's worse on hot pavement. What do you do when you take them out on a 90-degree day?
Grass. Yeah, we get the grass. I think you gotta be grass.
We like the moist grass.
I'm just trying to take him to
the. I take him to the club.
He's trying to rebuttal. Yeah,
we walk in the 14th hole.
I put his eyes on sweater on, and we stay in the grass. But I pick up after him too, though.
I wet down his bandana. Are you that guy that puts a bandana on your dog?
When he gets
those guys think they're pretty cool.
We do.
I believe it.
And so does he. I'm trying to be a good dad.
Come along, Milton.
Just trying to be a good
dad. This grass is softer. Yes, I can see that.
Let's go catch the neighbors doing illegal stuff.
So, did I tell you I had a Shetland pony?
We digressed, but we started off by saying a dog is a good way to get exercise as well. So whether you put booties on them or not, it's good to get out and walk.
Please not.
All right. Okay. All right. No. We're going to be right back. We got an interview coming up with one of our friends in the media business.
Yes, Charlie from Y100. Right. It's going to be fun. Mine and the mayor. Back after this. Close to folks you have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM. Kind of rocking it with that music. What's that one? Who is that? Wheels, who is that?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, this is them. Okay. That's why I'm surprised. They're going to be playing at the Packers for the season opening concert. Normally they have like country. Although I remember one year they had Kid Rock. I used to love Kid Rock. I met him twice. Good guy.
They had some.
Now he's turned a little bit weird now, but.
After we won the Super Bowl, we played the first game here. They had Maroon 5.
Okay.
They were good.
They were popular at the time.
That was fun. That was a good time.
But the Stone Temple Pilots, I don't think they've been around for years. Have they? Wayne?
Don't look at me.
All right, I'm not looking at you.
They had
hey, you know what we're having here Friday? It's going to be a lot of fun. We're having the lead singer and the lead and the drummer from the glam band.
Ooh.
They are so popular right now. Yeah. It's crazy.
And they're dressing up in their
Whole regalia. Yes.
Right.
I think we should dress up like that too, like rock stars.
We'll do the interview, Johnny.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Hey, besides mentioning, of course, WGBW, we have to shout out to, we're on an Oshkosh
at
WISS. That's 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Hello, Oshkosh.
So we love Oshkosh. We had the best time down there.
And I would Oshkosh.
Oshkosh.
Remember that, though? The wrestling? Brought to you by Playwood, Oshkosh, Oshkosh, and Green Bay.
John,
all your Playwood needs.
More, they got a lot more going on in that city.
I cannot figure out what nationality she was. I don't, would that be German? You're German.
Yes, that could be German.
Playwood, Oshkosh.
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 I just said Oshkosh, Bagosh, overalls.
Well, we heard about that. Hey, like that was the catchiest. They made like millions of dollars off that phrase. Oshkosh, Bagosh.
And that guy they didn't even come up with it. The guy overheard
somebody say, like, Bagosh.
When you're in first grade wearing them, going to the bathroom, that creates issues.
But they made a ton of money when they did that.
You mean the bibs?
The bibs. Yeah.
When they did that for kids, that's what put it, because it was started. Oh,
yeah. Right. I had them all. That's adults. What I wore. Yeah,
that was huge.
Right. Yeah.
Big when I was, I never wore them. Did you?
No.
A lot of guys,
you
went to Roncalli, you couldn't wear them there, right?
No.
But even at Nagani High School, which was public, obviously, everybody wore bibs, and I never did.
I was obsessed with bibs all the way through grade
school.
Were
you really?
Oh, my God. I had like four pair. No. I had the pinstripes.
I was going to say.
That was my church ones, you know.
Well, that's wow. That's what put Oshkosh Bagosh on the map, with the pinstripes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when they did the first photo they put with a kid on there, I mean, that just... It really got.
I even had corduroys version. I think I have a school picture in my corduroy.
I believe it.
No,
I thought they looked good on women. Okay, that was a good look, but
look
not
good on me, man.
Not
they
for
look,
guys.
They look good on me.
So he thought.
That's I always thought I would look like short and squatty if I wore them.
I think that was good, John. I think you were right.
I don't think they now had. They didn't have athletic cut back.
No,
then.
They didn't. No, they didn't. Yes.
Husky.
Husky boys. Remember that one? Sizes?
Right.
Husky boys.
Yeah. Johnny, you're over in the Husky department.
Now, not then. Like I said, like we were talking, I did everything in the world to try to put on weight. When I was like 19 years old, I must have eaten 10,000 calories easy.
It all went to your thighs.
I know it did. My quads. We still got to measure that. Who's got bigger quads, me or AJ Dillon?
Yeah, let's get him in.
Let's get him in here.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you were going to work on that for us.
I am.
Don't you have a good friend that's like a good friend of a friend?
John, I've got a meeting today with the Green Bay Children's Museum, which I love.
Where
that
is
museum.
That now?
Well, it was downtown. We moved it downtown here, and they've grown very, very nicely, and they are out right across from Bay Beach.
Oh.
And they are doing a capital campaign, and A.J. Dillon, my wife and I are involved in that. A.J. Dillon, we're going to get the director on here to talk about it, but it's...
You have A.J. over for a cookout?
It is, probably. Yeah. It is, that's just an important part of our community. I mean, you look at Indianapolis, Chicago, Cincinnati, they have great children's museums.
Hang on, Wheels has a comment. Yeah, Wheels?
And we won't be invited.
We will not be invited. We'll
bring our dogs over and put booties on them. We'll just keep walking
just
up and down the
outside.
Sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back to what Jason said.
Then let's sleep in the park and make him call the cops on us.
We'll go back to what Jason said. You won't be invited. But we'll talk about that as time gets on. I mean, the capital campaign really hasn't kicked off yet, but there's a lot of discussion on the plans and sponsors. And A.J. Dillon he's all about kids, you know, besides football. He's going to be involved in that project. So I told John we're going to get him on here, and we will. But we can do the thigh thing. It's a little creepy, but if that's what you want to do, I'll probably...
How is that creepy? We're just going to take
measure
a tape
each other's
the way you, the way you said that makes it creepy.
I know,
we're
right?
going to do the thigh thing.
Where did that go from? How did we go there?
How did we go
we're
there?
With a physical trainer here. He has measured a few thighs, right, Wade?
Yeah.
How it's did like, we go there? That's all you've been talking about is measuring A.J. Dillon's thigh. I think that's creepy.
Versus mine. You can measure his. Wayne can measure mine. How's that?
Remember when I did the body fat test on Erin Davison at the picnic? Remember?
Yes, I do.
She pulled up her she had pantyhose on. I'm like doing the caliper test on her thighs, and she's like, ooh.
Yes, I remember that. She still talks about that.
And then she marries Mike.
I know, your boss. He used to get so mad. Wayne was a regular on my old show. Mino and Vinny or Mino and Nick, either one. He was a regular for MGL Fitness. You know MGL Fitness.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and,
downtown.
Big Mike, who owned the store.
Right, his wife.
Great guy, of course, married to Erin Davison.
Right.
And so Wayne would come on to talk about their new piece of equipment or their new sale or a big sale coming up.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes we'd do it.
And we would talk just like this for half an hour about stories of getting hit by a snowplow, getting arrested for riding a bike naked, trying to electrocute his roommate, all those things. And then at the end, I said, so Wayne, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we've got a sale.
I've got this ab roller.
And then, I had one of those.
I know. And then
that thing didn't work.
It works.
It didn't work.
Sure
it does. The ab roller did not work.
It didn't work on you. Yes. We're gonna, and that, it God, worked. It worked
I'll bring
just
one
fine.
In. I'll bring one in. We'll see how
treadmills okay. work. Yeah. Ellipticals work.
Okay, let's have
YMCA's
okay.
work.
Me and him.
Planet yep. Fitness okay. works. CrossFitness works. They all work, Johnny.
We're going to do push-ups and yes. ab roller.
Okay. Me and him.
Yep.
Contest. You in?
Creepy.
That, creepy.
How's that creepy? How's that? See, that guy that just walked by, he lives here. I run into him a lot.
That
that's
a shape.
Nice dog.
Oh, it's a good dog. That's a pit bull.
Is it a pit bull?
Yeah.
Hey, I was surprised the other night when our guy had a pit bull. And I'm afraid of pit bulls. But that pit bull was nice.
You know, pit bulls got a bad rap.
That's what I've heard.
They did. There's some great pit bulls out there. And yeah, Mike's dog was great. That was a good tip. All right, we're going to be back with Charlie.
Charlie's coming back. Good song, Will. Jim says I'm the worst singer he's ever heard.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I say you don't. No, I didn't say that. You're not the worst singer. You don't know how to harmonize. You don't sing the same note as the artist, and that's very annoying to me. If you would sing on tune, on pitch, that would be okay. So when I say you're the worst singer. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry if I offended you by that. You can sing, but you can't mirror a singer. And that's very dangerous because someone like me who wants to listen to the artist and then you sing and you're maybe a full note off. Very
how do you know what a note is?
Yeah,
how do you know what's the
can you give us a little sample, man?
Yes,
I heard you are the guy.
D, no.
Give us a give E. Us,
no, I just don't know.
Can you just sing like a verse or
how
something?
How about like a G? Give me a G.
Give us a verse.
I don't have that talent. Like I had a teacher at St. Norbert, Mr. Matern, and we took music theory. I'm sure you took that in Nagani.
Yeah, I didn't have that one.
But in music theory, and he could just sing a note, and he goes, that's an F sharp. And he'd go over to the piano, hit it, perfect. That's cool pitch, if you can do that.
Can you do any of them? Give us one.
Well, any note. Just
give us a note. Give us a note.
No, John, we're not doing notes.
I don't know how to do that. Well, what would I be considered? Like, you know, some people, like,
they G.
G? Yeah. I'd
no,
be a G?
No, yeah. That's not what
Thank
I'm
you.
Saying.
G.
Okay, see, no, that's a note. Now, I don't know what note that is. Is that a B? Is that a C? Is
do
that
it again.
A D?
Do it again.
B.
Okay, so, Matt, I don't know what note that is.
Okay, let me do one. B.
Yeah, that's a note. That's
is that a note? Is that a good note?
F. Okay, here's the thing.
F.
Okay. Okay.
Here, we need to get somebody
no, no,
on.
No, we don't need to get anybody on. Okay, so here's B. Sing that note.
B.
See, he doesn't. That's not the
B.
same note.
It was the same.
He did sing the note. No, it wasn't. See, that you're tone deaf,
yeah.
Johnny. You can sing, but you sing in your own little world.
See, give me a note. Give me a note, Mayor, and I'll sing
okay,
it
Okay, so. A. It's A.
A.
Same note.
A.
E.
A.
Okay, you guys, we got a lot of work to do here. Maybe you're right. Let's bring somebody in. But anyway, let's
bring
a guest coming
in. Backup singer. Rolling on the river.
But if we had Tina Turner here, she'd be looking at you like,
she'd be all over
what
me.
Toner?
She'd be like,
she'd be like,
hey,
what,
young
what
man,
key are you in?
You want to come on the road?
He's in that lover boy voice.
Exactly.
No, you all can. Right. No,
hey,
I
Tina.
Understand what you're. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we got a very special guest.
When he calls for Milton, I think he's Milton.
Milton. Milty.
Is that A?
Milty.
So anyway, we had a big discussion last week about Trinary Toast. You know Trinary Toast?
Yeah.
You had a bunch of it up at NMU, I'll bet.
Yeah.
And this guy says, I never heard of it. Sounds stupid. Sounds dumb.
I don't know if I said that.
Yeah,
I did say never heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, well, it tastes like old bread. It's old crusty bread. That's what you said.
That.
You said
that's true.
So I wanted to bring in an authority who knows all about Trinary Toast. So here we go. We've got Charlie from Y100 joining us. Charlie is an absolute genius when it comes to everything Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Charlie, good morning.
You know what, Mino? Because those are our people. And once you're a youper, you're always a youper, right?
Absolutely. No question about it.
But you both made your career and money in the greater Green Bay community.
I don't know about the money part, but because we were in radio.
Wait, yeah. Hey, Mayor, when is that money coming? I would like to know.
Well, we're sure glad you both are here, but you're right. The youper was your start, and we respect that. So.
But here's the deal, Charlie. We had a discussion about Trenary Toast. And he had no idea what it was, so I explained how wonderful it is. And he's like, no, sounds terrible. I don't even want to hear anything more about it. So I thought, I'm going to bring on the authority. Charlie, as an authority, describe, explain the benefits and just the pure deliciousness of Trenary Toast to the mayor.
Well, don't feed the... I'm not leading the witness. Okay.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, here's the problem. I wish we would have talked about this before because I don't like it.
You don't like Trenary Toast?
Thank you, Charlie, for being honest. Unlike my co-host.
Wait a second. I have to tell you, I am the minority because people from all over the world, my sister from Florida, makes me always go get two bags and fly down with it. It's the cinnamon hard toast. You put it in your coffee and it softens. People love it. It's a symbol of the UP, I feel.
Yeah.
I really do.
Stale toast.
Charlie, let me just say something. You know, I've told this story before about the biggest shock of my lifetime where it just made me burst out in tears. And it's like, I just gasp. The time when my friends in the neighborhood in the patch were the Terzaghis and the Finlas, and they all said, hey, come on, there's a dead raccoon got hit by a car. Let's go skin it. So I go and I get my knife and I sharpen it on the thing and go running up there. And it wasn't a raccoon. It was my dog, Jet.
That's horrible.
I know.
Don't tell that in the morning.
That shock of what I experienced there is exactly the same as what I just experienced with you saying you don't like Trenary Toast.
Okay, first of all, here's the deal. It's not stale toast. I have to tell you guys, I worked there my summer, my senior year. I made the toast.
Oh, maybe that's why you don't like it. You know, you were too close to it for so long.
Let's just hope nobody listening ever ate that toast during 95, because when we worked in there, we would take the raw pieces of dough, we'd rip pieces off and then pat it in the sugar and cinnamon and eat it while it was on the belt. I'm sorry, we did.
Wow.
Okay,
Charlie, so a week ago, we had a big discussion on whether any soup should ever have soggy bread in it, a la French onion. And I'm like, no, that's the grossest thing ever. So we had a guy that works across the hall from you who you know is somewhat persnippity. Is that the word? Or like really funny?
That is. We love him. But yeah, a little persnippity, a little bit of a snob sometimes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So he was our expert witness that no, there should not be soggy bread in soup. How do you feel about that?
I love it. I wouldn't have French onion. Okay, I got a bowl of French onion soup.
This is unbelievable.
You're all on. This is you. Okay, what are you doing tomorrow between 6 and 8?
Wow. Yeah, Charlie.
I have to tell you, Mino, wait a second. You know what? Because when you were in the Depression and you were raised by your grandparents who were in the Depression, when you were growing up, you ate what was put in front of you.
Lard.
And French onion soup was super cheap, so that was put in front of us with the cheese and the bread and the croutons. And if you give me French onion soup without the croutons, I'm going to give it back to you. I don't want onions.
Wow, this has not turned out the way I planned.
This is a great interview. we've got an honest person on the other line. And finally, somebody who is an expert. I mean, really, to bring in Murph as an expert, I think, look, there's all these culinary experts in Green Bay. John's like, he says, hey, I got the guy coming on who's really going to set us straight on this crouton thing. I'm like,
okay. But here's the deal. But like, I'm being honest about that toast. But it is a staple, and people rave. I can't come back home from the UP without getting it
back
fresh.
To the Depression, Charlie, that's all they had.
There's a restaurant in Marquette called Trenary Toast.
Yeah.
It's the Trenary Toast. They moved the operations basically to Marquette.
That's what that is,
where you can go into the cafe. Okay. They still do bake some of it in Trenary, Michigan, right down from the Silver Dollar Bar.
And that's your hometown, Trenary, right?
Well, that is where that's where Ryan was from. So, okay. You know, I lived in Sunny Sundell by Laughing Whitefish Falls. I mean, I'm part of the community.
Listen
and I'm
to
very
those
proud
names.
Of it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I forgot to tell you something. Last time I was up there, I was traveling through there. That one farmhouse on the right where the guy used to sell all kinds of stuff, that's for sale.
Oh, my God. Elmer Bodie's place is for sale.
I love this. He had a big bunny bread sign out. You know where I'm talking about, Charlie? Right by the falls, the Laughing Whitefish Falls.
Let me tell you a little something.
He just
said Elmer whatever.
Yeah.
That name is a staple.
It is.
You say Elmer, Mayor, when you're referring to the UP, you say Elmer A-hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Was he the radio guy?
He was the radio, Uncle Elmer.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. I'll never forget listening to him one time. And he was, and I used to love to listen. When I was driving up to Deer Camp in Gwynn, I'd be listening to him. And he was so popular, it was mind-boggling. And the one time he says, oh, I got a letter from the, and I'm just going to throw out a name. It's not the real name, but the Keskamakis, you know, Toivo and blah, blah, blah. And they're telling about their mom who died. And I just feel so bad. She used to come to a lot of our shows, and she was a regular. And, boy, she was a big woman, but she was a good woman.
Uncle Elmer. Like, he legit was my husband's uncle.
No kidding. I did not know that. Oh, my gosh.
He would be in that studio, and he would get requests in, and it didn't matter. He'd be like, yeah, Uncle Elmer, hey, it's Charlie and Ryan. Okay. If we were the 17th caller in line, we had to wait.
Oh, absolutely.
He would not let anybody go for it. And everything he played was off of records. It was off of vinyl.
Yes. It was great. He'd play like Johnny Cash. He'd play all the old guys that you never hear anywhere. By the way, Charlie, since you totally disagreed with everything and you shot me down so badly here today, I'm going
to
say I don't feel so bad anymore about the story you told the other day about when you went to your dad's house and had a great T-bone steak. Why don't you tell the mayor that story?
You know what, John? We have you.
Was that his
I don't
dog
want to
react.
My, what? My dad got us, we had a little hobby farm, so we got in two calves, which are awesome. We would walk these cows around the yard. We'd try to ride them. We'd brush them. I mean, we were two young 11 and 14 year old girls with cows. We didn't really know what cows were for. So I went up to visit my dad one weekend, and we're having this great dinner. And I was like, that steak was so good. Thanks to my dad and my stepmom. He's like, ah, you like it? Pat me on the back. He goes, well, good. I'm glad. He goes, it was T-bone. I go, what? Because that's what we named them, which I didn't realize. He goes, yeah, you just ate T-bone.
Nice.
Just, I got to tell you, for 2 years, I couldn't forgive my dad.
Right.
Yeah. I'm on your dad's side.
Could have eased you
I'm
into
all
the,
with
that,
your dad.
Yep. Yeah. Of course, Johnny, you know, sold Nightcrawlers, skins his dog, and yeah,
We didn't skin my
dog. You skin your dog, no. I'm the bad person, because I think
No, here's what we did.
You sharpened the knife, you thought it was a raccoon, you went out there and it was your dog.
Yes, because it was the days of Daniel Boone, so we all wanted a coonskin cap. So we thought we'd make a coonskin cap out of the raccoon.
Mayor, I can't believe you agreed to do a show with Mino.
I'm still sitting here. Jury's not
out. I love it.
The only thing we did then with Jet was we buried him in the garden. We had an actual procession. My poor grandma, my Nona, she almost had a heart attack because we actually built a cross. And we're having a procession with like a cross, and whatever. And she thought somebody like really died and everything. So we buried him, and 2 years later, we dug him up,
and we
varnished his skull.
Okay, I want to stop this conversation. I'm glad you called.
But again, speaking of great dogs, and I'm glad you met my dog.
Oh, my gosh. You met Milton?
I met Milton because one of my best friends in the world is a dog trainer, Amy Schwartz, the best in the business. She's training him, and he was a lover.
Uh-huh. John?
He's the most pompous, privileged dog
in
America.
Continue, Charlie. Charlie, continue. No, I'm saying yours isn't. Charlie, continue about the interaction you had with my Bernedoodle.
This Bernedoodle, I want two of them.
Uh-huh.
The mannerism, the smartness, already as a puppy was doing so well.
Right.
It's just a lover, John. I don't know. Do you hate dogs?
He only met him once.
No, I sit in his fur and slobber when I ride in Jim's car.
They don't shed.
Well,
there's
somebody
a little bit
sheds
of,
in that car.
They don't shed at all. That's
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that's, he just
all
right. makes stuff up. And the slobber, I think, is partly Milton and partly John Mino.
Well,
so there is slobber on the dash. I'll admit that.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. But anyway, yes, thank you for saying that, Charlie. And Amy, I want to get Amy on the show because I think people, you know, like most people don't skin their dogs or they and Charlie, get this. So I got Milton in swimming lessons, which John was giving me a hard time
about.
Have
you ever heard of a dog at the UP needing swim lessons?
John throws
Charlie.
His off the dock.
Charlie, yes or no?
I don't, you guys are sick and twisted is what I think both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
She did throw me into
she
that.
She said both of you.
She did.
So
I heard that.
I said both of you.
Yes.
You did.
So
I
the
heard
twisted
that.
Part is you taking your dog to swim lessons, right,
There's
Charlie?
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have never in my life heard of anybody taking a dog to swim lessons.
Thank you.
They just, that's their instinct.
No, they
thank
don't.
You.
Okay, Charlie, love you like a sister. However, we had an expert come on, like a zookeeper.
And he said like 50% of domestic animals.
No, he said like primates, like monkeys and things like that.
See, John doesn't listen either. But 50%, they don't know how to swim. So, and he was afraid of the water. Now that, you know, I got his, he's learning a little bit. He goes in a little bit more every time we take him there. So he'll be fine. He'll be a swimmer by
no, dogs should know how to swim immediately. If not, you can put it down.
This has turned nicely.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie, did you take care of that one request I had?
I don't remember what it was.
Front row tickets.
Which one?
Front row tickets to Carly Pierce.
All right, you guys, I'm really sorry. My phone is disconnecting. I love you both. Bye.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye. See ya. Love ya. Charlie from Y100.
She's awesome.
She's awesome.
That was fun.
And she has met Milton, and she likes Milton.
She does.
That's very nice. Those are the nicest words ever uttered on this show about Milton that weren't coming from you.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yes.
There's other people who've met him too, and John, I'm going to get you there. He's a good dog, and he's
you know
he's
I was thinking
training
you know what
he's
you
only
should
a year old.
Why don't you do this? Like Wayne said, you know, just start. You know, so tomorrow, walk to work, bring Milton, walk Milton here. He could is he a good dog? He can just lay in the studio here and just.
Are you okay with that?
I'm totally okay with that.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay,
I'll do that tomorrow.
Bring your dog to work tomorrow.
He'll love that.
Okay,
with the booties on.
Yeah,
no booties. It's the weather's going to be great tomorrow.
Oh, Michael Jackson. Wow, one bad apple. 1970. Rocking it with the mayor. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mono the mayor and Wayne, what's the buzz in the house?
Since we're talking UP, can we talk pasties?
Pasties?
Wait, are you?
I'm a big pasty fan. We're going to actually
do that at the community
do it at the
shelter.
Community. We're going to try to get a bunch of people to help make us pasties, and that's going to be one of the meals at the homeless shelter. Won't that be great?
We serve a meal every day at 5 p.m. and it's many of the meals are donated. People come in and they, it's really a three-phase thing. You gotta pay for the food, right? And it costs us about $1.30 per person. So we
but the people don't pay.
Oh no. Yeah, no. I'm just saying so it's about $250 to serve 150 people, which is really think about it. I mean that's
unbelievable.
And it's a great meal. I mean it's got all the nutrition in.
How did you like your chili?
It was great. I made chili. I was going to make it Saturday night because I had to serve it Sunday at 11:30. But
here
Johnny, did you hear the story? I'll just tell it just very quick because it's a long drawn out story, but we went to Plainfield. We were invited to a party with one of the owners of Civic Media. So Johnny and I went there, and of course John's drinking, and,
it's not true.
I had to drive. And then we were driving home because I said I want to get home. I got to make chili tonight, and I don't like driving on two lane roads in the dark
at 90 miles an hour.
Well, I was
at 90 miles an hour.
I was just leave that out. All that's right. Not that important.
That's what you do every day in the UP.
No, the only reason I was driving 90 miles an hour was I'll get to why I was. So Johnny's like, we're driving home, and you know he's slurring his words.
No,
oh,
I'm not.
Wasn't that great? This is great. And so
I love you, Mayor. I love you.
So but get this, Wayne. We're past Waupaca. What city?
Waupaca.
Waupaca. And he's like feeling around my credenza, you know, where his drink is. He goes, And he goes, are these my keys? I'm like, no, those are my keys. I put them in there. He goes, he's feeling his pockets. He goes, oh my God, I forgot my keys. So we had to drive all the way back to this cottage, all the way back. It totally added 2.5 hours to our trip. So anyway, back to the chili. I got home. I was going to make chili. So I got up early in the morning, which is pretty easy for me because I get up, you know, at 4 o'clock anyway. So I got up and made the chili and we served that at the community shelter for lunch, which was great. And I just want to say that on the way we got talking about this is Johnny had offered to make pasties. And we're going to get a group of pasties.
Pasties.
Well, you guys are both you
pasties.
Well, you're from Privets.
I got the Northeast Wisconsin UP accent.
So yes, you're a little bit of half and half.
Yeah,
whatever. Exactly. We're going to get a group of Upers to.
We need some Finns. We need some Finnish ladies. Can I say Finlander on there? Because that's what we always call
sure.
Finnish. I mean, is that like Polish people sometimes? I remember Larry McCarron got in trouble one time, and I'm just going to say the word just so I'm not like, you know, but he said the word Polak during a Packer game and got in trouble for it, kind of. Had to really apologize and everything. So I didn't know if, because in the UP, if somebody's Finnish, you call them A Finlander.
I think they're pretty proud if you call it Finlanders.
I know. So is that derogatory if
no,
you say
not
that?
At all. Okay. I think they're, all right. I think they're pretty proud of it.
But as a Polish person, do you feel offended if somebody uses that word?
Yeah, because that was the brunt of a lot of jokes.
Right.
What did the Polak say to this? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I can see where
okay.
I don't think he would have, you know, I don't remember that, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. But yeah, you just some people would be offended to it. But I want to get a group of Youpers together to make a Youper luncheon or a Youper dinner.
You got two right here.
I know. And then I think we're going to serve pasties.
Pasties.
And we're going to serve that stale cinnamon toast.
He's going to want
Trenary toast.
Trenary toast. And then what do you guys drink? Well, you drink vodka, but we can't do that.
Number one, when you serve pasties, there's no side dishes.
No, I've never had a
side
dish.
You know there's a rookie like, oh, would you like corn with your pasties?
Yeah. No. I've never.
Just ketchup.
It's funny when you said that. It's like. I had to think for a second. What did we ever have?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You don't
not
have ketchup.
Another thing.
Ketchup.
Well, could we? Yeah, but some like maybe a little fruit, blueberries.
No.
Or something.
Oh gosh, no.
Well, no, we have to do that because we served a balanced meal.
No
there.
Dessert. You could have dessert.
No.
You could have dessert.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. But really, you guys, now it's two that you are in, and yeah. Yeah,
we're going to do that. Anybody out there, please let me know if you'd like to help.
If you want to join us, and we'll just pick a day, and we'll go to the community.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work making those.
Oh, that. But we'll get there early. It's a great kitchen.
It's a lot of potatoes to cut up.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, my sister's church makes pasties, and then they sell them as a fundraiser.
Well, a lot of places do. Where's that?
I can't.
In the UP?
No, it's here in Green Bay.
Oh, because in Republic, like a national food show, went to Little Republic, Michigan, up in the UP, and did a big story on these, you know, 89-year-old ladies making pasties at the church.
You know, that's going to be fun to learn how to do that.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do that at the new community shelter, and we're going to... It'll be sponsored by, is Youpers, are you offended by that?
No, not at all. We're proud of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Youpers don't get offended over anything.
Not really.
No.
No.
I can't think of one thing.
Me neither. No. No. The more somebody tries to make fun of us, the more we love it.
Yeah, we play into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, then we're going to have a Youper pasties dinner or lunch.
Like, there are no jokes better than Ano and Toivo jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ano Usamaki.
Yeah.
And then what kind of music are we going to play?
Did you hear the one about when Toivo got killed at work? He fell into the vat of Bosch beer? Did you ever hear that joke? Oh, I can tell it to you.
Okay.
And Ano had to go to his wife and explain the situation.
Keep going.
Okay.
Do your wives
and
cook?
I'll just make a long story. And she goes, oh, could you just tell me, was it a quick and merciful death or do you think he lingered? And Ano goes, I hate to tell you, I think he lingered. Oh, no. Why do you think that? Well, he climbed out twice to take a leak.
Okay.
So anyway.
All right.
By the way, when we were driving home, you didn't hear this story. We're driving home that night. Okay.
Yep.
He goes, this
going
car,
90?
Yeah, the car just blows past us. Just blows past us. He goes, wow, he's got to be going over 100. I go, you really think so? What do you think? He goes, well, I'm going 90.
That would be a great t-shirt. Mino in the passenger seat hanging out all like, woohoo. And then the Mino all like just stiffened,
yes.
Like by the books.
Yes, the mayor.
Why
do you drive so fast?
We didn't, because you took 2 hours off my schedule.
But
so.
You do realize one thing, right?
What's that?
When you were mayor, you got a lot of warnings.
I got warnings after that. I got
warnings
before that.
Okay, take out your wallet.
I don't have my wallet.
Take out your wallet.
I don't have it.
Where is it?
It's in my car.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I know what you do when you take out your wallet.
I just make sure
people see a little something right.
Picture of my family.
I know how
he's got
that.
His ID and the flipper thing.
Yes,
you know? Oh,
exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
out. This is from the National Mayor Convention.
Right. It's a picture of my family.
Exactly.
They're like, he seemed like a good guy. Mm-hmm. But I had, no, you know, when I was 17, I got 3 speeding tickets in 1 month.
Wow.
My dad, he was mad, and he had every right to be mad, but I was so unlucky. It was like...
Oh, come on.
I was
How are you unlucky if you get speeding tickets?
Because there was...
How does luck factor into getting a speeding ticket?
I got one in Krivitz.
Oh.
I was coming...
Big wing.
The county constable got you.
Actually, I've got nailed in Krivitz, too. There's that one stretch right there where... Because you've been in
the hill.
Back in the day where it was 2-lane.
There's a hill going into Krivitz, and he either sits on one side or the other.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I was trying to beat a storm. I told that to the guy. I said, it's going to rain. I wanted to get ahead of the rain.
How did that go over?
He sat in his car. Took him 20 minutes until it started raining.
Another bad place was Peshtigo. I used to get stopped in Peshtigo. Same type of thing.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I was driving home one night, but that was not good. My dad was mad at me for that. I mean,
I don't blame him. Did you pay your own insurance?
No.
Oh.
And at that moment, I knew I wanted to be mayor of Green Bay.
Wayne wants to be mayor of Covington.
Yes.
We're going to work on it.
All right. Big Wayne, always fun having you in the house.
I love it.
Thank you for the cucumbers, Wayne. And the homemade honey. A-Frame Acres in Suamico. You'll be having your roadside thing?
Yep. Honey available this weekend, fresh out of the hive.
Outstanding. You're the man. Mino and the mayor, we're out of time. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. See you.